Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shelves and Nutty M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shelves and Nutty M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, I'm Shelves, with Virginia girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus, gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds, hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis, so I can push it, as should you, take some time to listen to you. Sideways with Shelves and Maddie M, thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight key, he's been long time in the industry, he's throwing weights while he open gates, the music he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense, news and special guidance. The progress, cool boy, pop lock king, OG Mac drama, brick squad mafia, 1017, prophet, 1017, Yankee, break gang, just amazing gigs in 6 minutes, Malik show got a criminal, NDB, RIP strap, Matt strap, young Tay, Eloise Cartel, RIP Gator, Cobra the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, I swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shelves and Maddie M. And this is going to be a great show. First of all, you know, it's Wednesday, 9 p.m. We're always here on Wednesday on Hump Day. How is Maddie M doing?
Yo, sorry. Have you seen that commercial for Uber One with Khalees on it?
No.
And she keeps holding up all those different products. And then she's like, wait a minute. She's like, does everything rhyme with milkshake? And Diddy's like, more or less. I don't know. For me, that's hilarious. One hit wonder, Khalees. Anyway, shout out Khalees. Yo, I don't mean you one hit wonder. You dope. Anyways, yeah, life's good, girl. Life's real good. I'm physically fit. I'm mentally fit. Spring's here. Like, life's good, man. Plus, it's Wednesday. Sideways day.
It's Wednesday. Perfect. It's Sideways day, baby. You know, this is going to be a cool show. Guess who is our guest tonight? We have two guests out of Utah. The SLC, which is Salt Lake City, and that is T-Funk, The Last Disciple, 7-4, and Lyrics to Vision, which y'all hear me say, redheads is the progress, right? Which is.
Yeah.
T-Funk is redheads.
Yeah, no doubt. These are both great artists and great people to interview, for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. But before we do that, like we do every Wednesday here on Sideways with Shelves and Maddie M, we bring it in, Fuck It Up, who has the fuck-ups of the week. And Fuck It Up,
Milk
how
good?
Are you this week?
yo, what's going on, guys? How you doing, Maddie? What's going on, Shelves?
What's it going, baby boy?
I can't complain. I'm staying sucker-free. You guys know what? You guys heard the news? Did you guys hear the news?
What's the news?
Let's hear it.
Donald Trump is in jail.
Is he really? Man, fuck it up. We don't talk politics on this show. Politics are religion.
No, I want to hear it.
Oh, come on, man. I have heard about this shit, like, so much. I am just so sick of this shit. You don't understand. But you can go ahead. Enjoy the people. People, go ahead. This is current events. Things that make sense. News and maybe social guidance. Okay?
Yes. This is Sideways, Fuck It Up. Three headlines this week. But real quick, though. Yeah, he got arrested. He's in New York jail. That's all I want to say. I ain't going to say no more shells. I got you. Back to my headlines.
Fuck It Up.
You have one job.
You got one job, man. One job.
I got you.
You're fucking up.
No. First headline of the week.
All right.
Okay.
Wait a minute, you cut out, man.
Am I still cut out?
Am I okay?
Am I okay right there?
Yeah, right now you're good.
Okay. First headline from Vicksburg, Mississippi. Headline reads, policy requires 2-day notice.
What?
Okay. Oh, man.
Did you guys catch that?
Cutting out, baby.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Is this better right here?
Swear to God,
yeah.
You fuck up a wet dream, man. All right. Let's go.
Is that better?
That's great.
Is that better?
We good now? Yeah.
Okay. All right, first headline. From Vicksburg, Mississippi, headline reads, new sick policy requires 2-day notice. Is that better?
New sick policy requires 2-day notice.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that makes no sense.
Can you hear me? Is that better?
Yes. Go. That's good.
Okay.
You are good. Good to go. Suck it up. Good to go.
All right. Second headline from Lander, Wyoming. Headline reads, a nuclear explosion would be a disaster.
Yo, didn't you say that one before? I swear you said that one before. Nah, I'm just busting your balls, man. Go ahead. We love you.
Third and final headline from Hendersonville, North Carolina. Rooms with broken air conditioners are hot. Until next week, this is Fuck It Up out.
Thank you, homie.
Right. I love you, Fuck It Up.
Love you guys, too.
We'll talk to you later.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, you know what I love about him, Shell? It's like, honestly, as soon as I hear his voice, I just start smiling, man. He's one of those people, you know? He's just like, and that's rare to find. Like, even over the radio, the guy cracks me up. Just the way he talks.
Man. You know, and he didn't even smoke beforehand. So, like, he's hilarious.
Every week I call him,
and I'm like, okay, you got to speak loud and slower. And I'm telling him every week. Because
yeah,
sometimes
he's excited, man.
He talks fast. Yeah, he's from California. He talks fast, man. You got to love Fuck It Up, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play a song like we always do, and then we're going to bring in artists. This is P-Funk, The Last Disciple. This is actually this is my favorite of his, which is I'll Survive. And here we go.
All right, let's get it.
So when I was a child, I spoke as a child.
1 Corinthians 13:11.
I understood as a child. When I became a man, I put away those childish things. So it's been hard through this struggle, really hard.
You would believe me if I told you about the life I'm living. They say I'll be dead by 18 or doing life in prison. My papa was a vice, the Lord that never came home. So I had to pick up the pieces and be all grown. It was so hard, my mom couldn't send the man I
got you,
mama. The fact the rest of the family, they turned their back on me. At first, I'll admit I was stuck in this self-pity. Till I realized that life could be so shitty. And fuck this world, cause I need nobody's sympathy. Cause God made me a man, I'ma stand to fix the beach. And I know in this world that I'ma die all alone. Cause I was born and struggled up in the danger zone. My papa told me, son, you gotta handle all your fears and do everything that you can, especially for the kids. Because if you don't, then you know you're getting rolled over. And in this world you're gonna look, but it's a cold shoulder.
Cold. I'll survive the day. I'll survive the fear.
It's a miracle, these devils hypocritical. The type of shit I'm spitting, nigga, it's just lyrical. The game from the top of the dome. It's far, cause I left the crib, homie, it was home, sweet home. And now I'm alone in this cold world. Who can I turn to when the motherfuckers treat battle and bruise you? Nothing to lose, but nigga had to pay all my dues. Right from wrong, in control, nigga, I cruise. I get it, being a G-Ride, nigga, the dump. I had to grab the pistol, had to go to the pump. And when I was in these streets, a nigga couldn't speak. Had to sell that dog food, so my folks could all eat.
That fear was so hard, but I'll survive the day.
That
fear was so hard, cause I'll survive the day.
Faith without works is dead being alone, nigga.
But I'll survive the day. I'll survive the day. I'll survive the day.
my niggas that love the stretching. If I look up to the sky, ask God for blessing. Niggas never seen the tears and the pain that I can hide. But my mama knows deep down started some cries. Cause last year was so hard, but I had to go on. I was shaking, started breaking, so I had to stand strong. And as a man, I did my best with the choices I made. And every day is confused, crime, panic, with rage. But I know the world will never love me, nigga, for sure. And I might have to ride and represent the hood till it blow. If all my folks is gonna ride, nigga, gotta prevail. I don't wanna see my niggas dead no more on the sale.
Come on, nigga.
Been hard out here. Man, barely surviving, nigga.
Talked about the shit.
I've been pissed, motherfucking poor.
But I'll survive the day.
I'ma make it today.
I'll survive the day.
Worry not for tomorrow.
I'll survive the day.
The world through the day.
I'll survive the day. I'll survive the day.
That is one of my like favorite songs, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Is I'll Survive. So let's bring T-Funk on and see what, how he's doing, what he's been up to, well, how he's doing. T-Funk.
What up, baby?
How you been, man?
Hey, man, hey, you know, up and down like a roller coaster, but you know, I'm blessed right now.
Yeah. Good to hear.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're back in full force, a force to be reckoned with. And
man,
I'm telling you, you've been through it. You know, I'm going to say, JP, I know you got a lot of, or sorry, T-Funk. Sorry about that. I know you got a lot of songs, but that, you know, that's my favorite. I'll Survive.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, when I was in the federal penitentiary, you know, we all go through ups and downs, and you don't got to be in jail like Pac said to be doing time. Sometimes we become enslaved and trapped in our own minds and our own worries of our day-to-day struggles, whether it's through work and the same redundant, repetitive cycle that we capture ourselves in. Well, with that said, these cycles tend to expose the individuals that are around you. And the people that you expected to understand, expected to have your back, and expected to love you and be there through your struggles, whether it's mental, emotional, or financial, tend to really show their true colors and identities when you really need them. And, you know, the Lord said, worry not for tomorrow, because sufficient is the worries of the day. And so with all that pent-up emotion through my struggles of doing my 6 years, you know, I realized all I have to do is worry about today. I'm going to survive today. I'm not going to worry about the future. I'm not going to worry about the past, what got me in prison. And so it was just, you know, inspired by my own trials and tribulations.
That part.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I like what you said about it exposing people around you, man. Like, honestly, I remember, especially when I lived in Vegas for that, it was 10 years, man. Like, you'd be on top of the world and you'd hit a slump. Well, it didn't matter. You know what I mean? Some days you'd be just flossing with cash. Other days you'd be in, and the people around you, you know, they didn't like you so much, so you didn't have so much money, or you didn't, you know what I mean? It does. It does push out people like that, the ones that truly are there. That's
Thousand parts matter. You know what I think, G, that's most important is flushing out our own egos, our own pride. Because that's our only best friend and our own worst enemy when it's all said and done. You know, how can we say we're disappointed in someone else without first reflecting upon our self-disappointment?
No,
you know?
I agree. Yeah.
Right. And I like the fact that you say, you know, it could be in your own mind. It could be in your, because I've been trapped in my own body before. Like, really. I knew what, I couldn't speak, and I knew what was going on around me. And, you know, so I tell a lot of people, like, I might have not shared the same struggles as you, but I still have struggles, and I was trapped. You understand? And a lot of people are in their own daily struggles and their own worries. And like you said, but I love that song. It's on my daily playlist because there's a lot of days that I need that song. Yeah.
Well, that means that a lot because, you know, that's the message I wanted to project to people and hope that people really felt the quality of me. You know what I mean? The genuineness of it, not no facade or trying to make things sound good. Like, these are really my personal trials and tribulations. And believe it or not, at the end of that video, I'm at a dock in Punta Allen, Mexico, and I grabbed that 6-point star. And I tell everybody when I tell this story, my soul cried because I'm standing somewhere, first and foremost, blessed to a passport in God that people told me I would never see. I'm an unsigned artist that's done everything that these signed artists are doing, all because of my blessings. And so, like, man, it was so phenomenal that even I was thrown back. Like, I can't believe I'm here right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's surreal. It's a surreal feeling.
You know what I love about you? Is you got this way about you. Like, you know how you said you made that song, right? And you want people to feel, but there's a lot of songs people make, right, Shells, that we've heard and stuff, you know, that, you know, talking, everyone's got bad times, right? They talk about their struggles, but that one was like, I don't know, that hit me more than a lot of the other ones I heard, you know what I mean, talking on the same kind of subject. But then again, I think you just have this natural ability to be happy, just like we were talking about Milton, like, fuck it up, we're like, just natural happiness around you. I've seen your videos. I've seen, like, stuff like that. And I don't know, man. Like, you actually kind of inspire me to tell you the truth, and that's pretty rare. So I just want to put that out there.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. You know, I'm a big believer in this synergy, right? Like, you guys got this talk show. There's plenty of talk shows. But is everybody authentic? No, a lot of people are, like, mimics, gimmicks, and copycats, right? And they're afraid to be themselves. So when we create this energy with others and their energy applies and we create this synergy, who can stop us? Our world, our livelihood, our energies and everything that we have in this world that's not physical is greater than this world because of this energy. And the moment we tap into it, our worst day is better than some people's best days. Yes, you heard me right. Our worst days are better than some people's best days.
Yeah.
No, I know that for a fact. Yeah, true. And that's another thing. We appreciate you saying that because Shells and I do like the format of this show. I mean, she put a lot of work into the format, and we just jive together, you know, and we always get great guests. So I love having people like you on it. And yeah, it's dope. It's truly dope. It's a good-ass show, and you guys are good people. I come back every time we finish the show. I got a smile on my face, you know, and that's not usually what it's like when I'm on other radio shows and stuff. So, yeah, we love you coming on, for real.
Well, and he's got this – I'm going to tell you something. I got to tell a little story. Last time I was around P-Funk, okay, he broke –
Don't tell him the story about you running down the street naked. You better not say that story.
They're too used to that story. I don't want to go into that.
Oh,
they're already used to
okay,
it.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway – Yeah. Anyway, that's not a true story. But anyway.
No, it's not true.
No, it's not. But anyway, he did break his ankle, okay? He went on the motorcycle. And what was crazy is we had just had a discussion that week because I was like, man, you know, I hate being in the hospital because I'm in the hospital so much, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah, I've never really had to be in the hospital. I went one time when I, you know, lost a lot of blood. And I was like, yeah, well, you're lucky, you know what I'm saying? And then he broke his ankle, man, and his mom scared me to death. I thought he was dying when she came over, and then I thought he did not even, like, shed a tear. He was like, grab the video camera. You got to get this. You ain't never going to get this shit again.
Because it's right now in the moment. As the next guest lives to vision says, and he always continues saying it, we are living for right now. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday don't count, and tomorrow's not guaranteed. So you better live it for right now. That's so important to live in the present moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm loving this present moment. And, you know, him and Lyrics to Vision know each other. So they did a song together, right?
Yes.
You want to talk? to me. Tifa.
You talking to me? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I said yes. Did you not hear me?
Yeah, now
I'm kind of going. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to bring Lyric 2 Vision on, and then we're going to bring that song on real quick. Hey, Lyric 2 Vision, are you there?
What up, what up, what up, what up? What's good, everybody? You know what time
hey.
It is.
Yeah, good to hear
yeah.
you again.
Yeah, yeah. How you guys doing?
No, we chilling, man.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be a part of this, so thank you guys.
Oh, no
yeah,
doubt.
Thank you for being on. We how do you like the show so far?
It's dope. I've been here just chilling, just listening. You know, Mr. Funk's brilliant. You know, I can listen to him talk all the time. I always tell him he's a positive, inspirational speaker, but he don't like to believe me. But it's all good. But
oh yeah, he
but,
is. Speaking
yeah,
of
no,
positive
it's
thinking,
dope.
Haven't you done some of that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. No, I do go around and positive speak at recovery centers and stuff like that. Mainly a bigger goal to get to a much bigger vision I have planned that just going to create as time goes, you know. God's timing is always perfect, so got to keep rocking as we going.
Yeah, we thank you for that. That's dope. It really is, man. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. My whole thing is to help others see in self, to see within self, to believe in self, love self, do for self, because most people fall away and live in the facade of something else just because they're afraid to be themselves in any certain way. You know what I mean? But like, you know, like Pete, he said this plenty of times, you know, life before life without distractions. Who is your soul character before life's distractions? You know what I'm saying? How much of you can you get that back with everything you went through? You know what I'm saying? That's the real vision in you, and that's what I try to help people see, because then they'll be happier to live every single day, every single moment, because the time is now, always in every, you know what I mean? They ain't never going to stop.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, like, what would if you have one piece of advice, I'm going to ask you both this question. If you had one piece of advice to give to someone who is struggling and who is in this industry, what would that be? And
do you want me to do mine
first?
Different.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yes.
Never give up the fight, even when you lose sight, because one glimpse of the light can change your life. Boom. Hit that one a couple times.
Mine would be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still processing it, man. Just give me a second. I'm just going to be blunt. Okay. Got you. That's a dope piece of information. Go ahead. Keep on.
Mine would be just remain in faith, because, you know, faith without works is dead, being alone. And, you know, I don't like to get too biblical on people, but it's important for everybody to realize that we are parts of two entities, our spirit and our physical. And your faith is all about you. It ain't about the next person. It ain't about what someone else may or may think of you. It's all about what you're willing to do and what you want. And so you need to you need somebody's riding by bumping the music. Sorry about that. You need to stay focused on you, because you think about it, if you don't believe in yourself, how can anybody else believe in you? Shells, you know, I don't mean to put your biz out there, but you believe in your ability when some fans go by the house bumping the music and shit. It's funny. But when you believe in yourself, you went against the grain of what the doctors tried to label as your possibilities of survival, you know? And it was all about your faith. Keep your faith. Don't let nobody deter you from your vision. That's why vision of you is so important.
Agree.
Right.
Bump that motherfucking shit. Hey, this is funny. Some people come by. I don't know who they are, but they bumping the music. They got stickers all on their car.
That's
cool,
know who
man.
That
right there.
Is.
I don't know who this is,
home,
y'all.
Man. I don't know, but they need to get a breadhead dollar piece they come back by.
How you doing? What's going on?
Hello,
that's my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys know I'm free. I mean, man, it's a blessing.
We knew as soon as we heard.
Yeah.
Because Melinda's really sick.
Yeah, so as everybody knows, he's just got a home. And so I'm sure a lot of people are coming by, you know, sharing blessings with him. Lyrics to Vision, thank you for letting me hit you up a few times to talk when I needed to.
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah, yeah, always. How we do it.
You know. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate that. And I love the genuine love that you have for your brother, too. I just want to
Mr. P, man, that's a brilliant man right there. I ain't gonna say too much. He might take out my good eye. But,
right. Not your right eye, right?
Yeah, no, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. God brought us together for a reason, and it's for a big purpose, and it's shown over the course of these years. You know, I'm grateful for everything that. Everything that P is, everything that P does, everything that P stands for. I'm grateful to be around it because I'm also learning as we grow in together. You know what I'm saying? We both learn. You know what I'm saying? We grow. We push. We help. You know what I'm saying? It's my brother, and I'm grateful to be here with him today. You know what I'm saying, too? That's even a bigger thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It is. It's dope. So, Maddie,
yep. Yes.
Let me ask you something.
All right, shoot.
Okay.
Sorry about that, you guys.
That's all right. That's all right, people. We know you're busy, and we appreciate you coming on, even though you're freshly out and everything's, you know, crazy. We appreciate you coming on, man. I told Maddie, actually, I was getting ready to bring this up. I told Maddie, as soon as you got home, we got to get you on the show.
Yeah.
Didn't that matter?
Well,
Maddie,
you know,
had to
crazy.
Hear me.
So, we hear a car bumping outside, so, you know, I naturally stand up because, like I say, you know, I just got off Friday. So they're bumping that one to the World Blow song. And they got their windows down. They got beanies on, jackets on. And they're, like, just stopping in front of my house. And then I go out, and they're like, oh, my God, there he is. So they come on and they're like, well, I just want to give you a hug. We heard you were free. I don't even know the people. But the love and the support was good because what I just went through was what me and Maddie was just discussing. People will turn their backs on you so fast, in a blink of an eye, off of any silly, stupid allegations or preposterous rumors. And you get to see in these moments, like my man Lyrics was telling me every time he wrote me, keep your head up, P. This is just weeding out the fake. I want everybody to know, to elaborate a little bit on that topic of what I would tell you, stay strong through your tribulations, because your trials don't define who you are. They show you how strong you can be through your weakest elements, and that is what makes you who the fuck you are. So fuck the world and anybody against you. Born alone, die alone. Stand on your own, too.
Ooh, I like that, man. I like that. That was a nice sound bit right there.
Yeah. Straight up, man. You know, let me ask you something. How funny was it, P-Funk, that I had to read it? So I wrote, Maddie, I think I told you this. I wrote P-Funk Christmas card, okay? And I smoked, like, 3 blunts while I did it, you know, because I'm all in my feelings and looking through breadhead shit and texting Amanda and all kinds of shit. And, like, yes, y'all have feelings, just so everybody out there knows. And so, anyway, I was like, you know, I addressed it to myself. Can you all believe that shit? I put it for myself, and I addressed it to myself. That's what you get for being high. But anyway.
No, but you say some stuff to yourself. Who knows? That's deep.
It was hilarious. I laughed so hard when I got that. You have no idea. I laughed so hard. I needed that. But anyway.
You know, actually, that's not a good idea. You know, to tell you the truth, that might be a useful exercise. Like, send a letter to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, and make it, like, I don't know, however long it takes to deliver, like, pick it up in a week or whatever. and see what the fuck you were doing back then and how you were feeling. I think that'd be a good. I'm sure some psychologist probably did that. Tried to tell someone to do that.
Just like a photo. You know what's crazy? Yeah. People don't realize how important a photo is. A photo is only thing we have in this world that can stop a specific minute moment of time. And it's funny. Go think back, like he just said, a week or 2 weeks, a year ago, and say, what was I thinking that day? We laugh when we see the clothes we wore 6 years ago, 3 years ago. You're like, man, that's what I look like? It's amazing. It's like a self-evaluation.
Yeah, it is. I used to write to myself. That was a journal exercise I had. Anyway. Okay, so we're going to go into a song again. And this is Lyrics to Vision and Key Funk. And it's called, I'm going to let one of you all bring it in. Who wants to bring it in?
Hey, you want to get it?
Is it to Live It Up?
You damn right it is. We're going to live it up.
Hey, this was an explosion. And shout out, you can't forget our man, Tiki, man.
Tiki, man.
Man, you got three authentic individuals that collaborated, which sounds nothing the same, that gives you three phenomenal different perspectives of life. Of our definition, Live It Up. Man, only by Lyrics to Vision. Shout out to him, man.
Let's get it.
Your purpose to seek and want and more. Because you in and you kick down the door. Cause there's a war going on between your flesh and soul. Faith is the evidence of something hopeful never seen. But you can have what you want, nigga, just follow your dreams. The gates barefoot on rose petals, and that's the feeling that it is with a rich mind. I stand a million feet tall. This world is mine. This world is mine.
Yeah. Live it up.
Yeah, that's cold.
You know what that reminds
anybody
me of?
What up, B? I'm still here with you, brother.
I'm here. Hey, you know what that reminds me of? The question is the glass half empty or half full? Because every individual has their opinion on that matter. And it, like I say, what I like so much about that song, and I was so impressed when Tiki Man came, and then I already heard your verse, was the diversity with it. That shit was crazy. Everybody,
Maddie's gonna
like,
kill me. I had him on mute. I'm sorry, Maddie. But go ahead, people.
I just told him about it.
Oh yeah, we were just picking up where the ball dropped. You know, we wasn't gonna let nothing slide.
I know that's right. we have so many callers, you guys. It's crazy right now. Our call bot, like, we have caller after caller after caller. So I was trying to get the callers in the green room during the song. And I kind of messed up. I even took Maddie in the green room. That's why I messed up his microphone. So I'm human. That's what happens. But I had P-Funk and there's two vision on. I already knew.
Yeah, we got you. We got you. You're
all right. Right.
Hey, listen. We got a good conversation going. I think P was saying, he was asking if, and Shells, you definitely have an answer for this, right? He was asking if the glass is half full or half empty. So what do you think about
that,
Shells?
I say you can fill the glass up.
Yeah, I like that. You can always
That's
fill
what
the glass
I feel
up.
Like. You can always fill that glass up. Absolutely. You all there? Lyrics to Vision?
Yeah.
You all there?
No, yeah, we're here. Oh, yeah, no. We all answering? Man,
yeah.
as long as there's a drop in it, I'm good to go. All I need is a breath. It don't matter what else is going on. Just a drop.
Yeah.
Just a breath. We'll get it from there.
Man, that was a beautiful, beautiful track, man.
Appreciate you.
So we have
shout out to Tiki
guys.
Man too. Tiki Man, man. Me and P and Tiki Man really, really come through on it. Yeah, for sure. That's a beautiful song. Just
and
wait for the music video. I don't know if we want to leak any music video stuff, but I'll leave that to the guy on the other side.
Sick video.
No comments, sir, no comments. Now hey, just so y'all know, exposing. Shout out to y'all, first of all, Shells and Maddie, for having us on it. So thank you very much. Second of all, most definitely, man, Breadhead team winning, doing what we do, girls hustle harder. P-Funk the Don, the last disciple, 7-4. Man, we are showing up, showing out for the city. Just so Maddie knows, he's been around many places and probably a lot of influential people. And Salt Lake City is probably one of the last spots he would have thought some greatness came out. But just know, Maddie, man, we sit here going to convince you and impress you with what we bring out of this city, because we're the diamond in the rough out here, man. We the coal that's yet to be discovered.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's really awesome. Yeah, well, I think, Shells, we're going to be heading to Salt Lake, are we?
Yeah. So I haven't got to talk to P-Funk about none of this stuff yet because, you know, he's busy and stuff. But, DCMO, P-Funk, I was thinking about not doing one this year. And then I decided that I'm going to do a two-show, two-city show where it's going to be Phoenix, Arizona, and Salt Lake City, Utah. And it's going to be the Don't Count Me Out Tour 2023. And OG Mac Drama, Maddie M, they're going to be involved. International Stop the Bullying Violence Tour is going to be involved. And, of course, we would, you know, T-Funk, I haven't got to talk to you yet, but you know Breadheads is going to be involved anyway.
Listen, if I wasn't, if I double dutch, I was jumping in it. Because guess what? They better not count me out, man. Listen, we here to win it and get it. Anyway, I can aid and assist and help perpetuate this greatness, you know I'm going to play my position.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no
we
doubt.
Appreciate that. T-Vision, I hope you can get involved in it. And, you know, it's going to be great. We have a lot to show out and show out for this year. And that may, you know, for yourself, but to feel good about what you show other people, because people got to see things. And that's what, you know, then they can't say shit.
First and foremost, Shell, you know what? The problem we have now, everybody wants something for nothing and don't believe they have to pay their dues. That's the problem with the way that this generation and society is going right now. Too many gimme handout motherfuckers, and that's unacceptable. That's why everything is declining, because motherfuckers acting like they're entitled and privileged without fucking lifting up a shovel or pushing a motherfucking wheelbarrow or taking out the garbage. Hey, listen, I come from the era where if you don't work, you don't eat, point blank and simple. And believe me, first and foremost, man, I'm a frontline soldier. Whatever y'all need, you count me in it.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
All right, good. Yeah.
Well, and just so everybody knows, you know, Shell and Fire, it, like, got rid of all the people that she managed when she got back from last year. And P-Funk is the only person that I have signed papers with that I work with, just so everybody out there knows. So look for Breadheads coming, Buttheads, in the nearest dispensary near you. That's all I got to say. And
watch God.
I need Maddie's size so I can send y'all a shirt. So when y'all make a post, y'all can go ahead and know the authenticity behind the love that y'all are getting from Salt Lake City, Utah.
All right, for real. For real.
Oh yeah. So
yeah, I'll get you one too. I'll get one sent out too. I got y'all. With vision in you, I got my vision in you clothes too.
Oh, dope. Well, my spring line's coming in too, so if you guys are giving me some, I'm going to send you some Maddie M or M.
Yeah.
Clothing, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's love, man. That's love. I appreciate that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. We'll link after this, and I'll get your sizes and send you guys out some for sure.
Definitely. Appreciate that. So let's take some callers real quick. First of all, let's bring on John Fowler. Let's see. John, are you here?
John Fowler. Yes. John Fowler.
Hi. You're on air, man.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I just want to, stop by and say what's up to P-Funk, man. Good to hear your voice, you know. So this is John Fowler, the promoter here in Salt Lake. It's been a minute. I have two questions. Man, this is a good conversation. It's good to hear everybody sharing their thoughts and input on P-Funk world, you know. So my question is this. Who inspired you to be the person you are today? I mean, listen to your music and your story. You're a storyteller, and everything you talk about is fact. I mean, I live that life too, and I'm sure everybody lives that kind of life. And, you know, your music uplifts people. I know it uplifts me, you know, as an individual. So I'm sure you were inspired by someone, you know, older than you. I don't know. So.
Well, you know, Fowl, you know, I appreciate the love, man, and the support. Thank you very much, and I'm glad I could uplift you. You know, my personal thing, like I was telling everybody early, it's that man in the mirror. It's accepting who I was, who I wanted to be, who I thought I was, the images and the characters that I put on due to the facades of others. And then realistically, throughout the trials and tribulations in what some would deem as failure, and taking these lessons and just really coming back to grasp of who I was born to be, my real desires, and sharing it. You know, I think our biggest problem is trying to put on this facade and not act like we don't bleed, that we don't cry, that we don't hurt. And so I just give people me, the authentic, uncut, raw. If they sniff my motherfucking skin, they would overdose because I'm 100%.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, that's all we could do, you know.
You just said it yourself. You just said, hey, I've been through that same struggle. So, see, you know, when the truth can only be told one way. So because you've been through it, you understood it and felt it. And that's what gave me and you a common connection right there. That's that synergy we were talking about earlier. But when you fabricate a lie and a facade, that's why, you know, like they say, the fake lies in your songs, I can never listen because I can't relate to it. I can't feel it. There's no substance and content and emotion behind it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that. I mean, I got one more question. I got to go pick up my daughter, but I appreciate this chance to hop on here with y'all and, you know, do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. So you earlier you mentioned that you are an unsigned artist, right?
Yes.
And if you find somebody to sign you up, let's assume somebody will sign you up. Where do you see yourself in 10 or 20 years from today?
Well, that's a good question. You know, just for the record, I've already turned down $1 million deal. Fact, you know what I mean? From a very prominent Houston label. And the reason, first and foremost, why I turned it down is because I wasn't allowed to promote myself, my individuality, and my vision along with their label. And so where I see myself is in 10, 15 years, whatever it may be, tomorrow, next week, is happy to know that I'm on my own boat. I'm the captain of it. You know, I don't need to be on the yacht to feel successful. I don't need to have, you know, the six digits in my account or that fame that comes with signing. It's adventure and the process of trying to get there. Working for myself is what gives me the joy. So whatever comes of it, like my man said, let go and let God deal with it. I'm just trusting the process. So whether I become mainstream or not, it's just knowing I gave all of me. And people like you that understood that means more to me than a million fake people.
Yeah. Well, I was really interested when you said that. You were unsigned artist, you know, because I was gonna offer you something, but you know, I work for a different company. We're about to sign an artist here in Salt Lake City, like in a couple months. But you know, it's all good though. That's cool. I respect you, man. I mean, I want to shout out to my boy Lyrics. You know, I was his first customer to buy his.
Yes, sir. My brother.
So it's all good. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur too. I will support you guys with some of my merch, Day of Fashion. You know,
always.
Just give me the address and I'll send it out. But you
Hell
know
yeah.
what? Thank
Appreciate
you for the
you,
opportunity,
John.
Bro. For real. B-Funk and Lyrics, man. Thank you for
appreciate you, brother. God bless, man. Be careful.
Get me the
opportunity. Thanks for calling in. Yep. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
All right. And we're going to take another caller because then we're going to play some more music after this caller, and then we got more callers. So we go Malik. Malik, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up? JP, what's going on, bro?
Man, what's
Can
up, Malik the Don?
What's up? Yeah, nah, you dumb, bro. GMG for life. You know what? Like a man said, somebody want to sign you, bro. GMG will sign you, bro. You know what I'm saying? We give you uncredited access because we back up breadheads. You feel me? So we'll make that happen for you.
Hey, man.
What's going on, man?
It's the love and it's the respect and the quality of man you is. That means more than any amount of money, bro. I like authenticity, G. I mean, that's priceless to
go.
Me.
Hey, bro, yeah. You know how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? Being I'm online right now, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm Malik Moore. I'm the CEO of GMG. That's Growth Music Group. And we base it about positivity. What we try to do now is put out positive music, you know? Like we got things we call edutainment, where we try to educate you as we entertain you. And that's one of the problems right now, I feel, with the school system and different things. The kids you're not getting their attention. They're getting sidetracked there. So why not use technology to teach the kids? Why not use music to teach? You see what I'm saying? And that's one thing that JP does. He teaches through his music. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like living up to different things. You drop
lyrics
a message stuff
too.
Behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Inspiring. Yeah, but I ain't really got too much questions now like that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you listening. And actually, you know, Malik, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have met T-Funk. So, you know, I appreciate
well,
that.
Well, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been in 24-plus states. I mean, you took GMG to another level. So, you know what I'm saying? We kind of helped each other. You know, everybody got something to bring to the table, you know? And that's what I like. You know, just like how P saying, you know, everybody got responsibility. Everyone's a door they share. You know, you can't just come to the table expecting something. You know, you ain't bringing that. You got your hand out. I can't stand those type of people. Come bring something to the table. That's all. No matter how big, how small, it's about your inner and what you bring in, whether it's genuine. Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm about.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being on the show, and I'm going to put you back. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Nah, that's it. Love y'all and bottom of the night.
All right. I'm going to put you back in for listening. Thank you for listening. And let's go on to another song. Yeah. So lyrics, we're gonna bring one of yours in.
Yeah, yeah. Which one?
Which one you want to bring in?
Let's play Let Go, Let God featuring my man Hollywood Kilo. I know JP likes this track too, or Mr. P-Funk. Everybody likes the song. Let's play that. This is a Let Go, Let God featuring the one and only Hollywood Kilo. Check it out.
All right, let's get it.
Let go, let go, let go, let go, let go, for me. I pray to God he gave me hope. I lost it all but kept my soul. They tried to rob me of my goals. I came back stronger than before. They tried to compromise my faith. Put me in chains and made me break. Lock me away where I remain. Spiritually free and in his name I stand.
Dear God, help me out. Show me the way. Got me locked in these chains trying to kill my faith. But I ain't never gonna break from your godly ways. Three sights I stay and see the brighter days. No matter how long they keep me in this cage, I'm gonna praise your name and follow your path. Got my body locked up, but my soul I can't have. And my mind stays built like a pen and pad. Jogging through the struggles, turning my pain away. Fighting every day, I'm gonna break away. Look the devil right in his face. Eye to eye, yeah, kingdom is a place where the Lord stays. Protect me with love, hope and strength like a bear to his cub. No matter where the devil is or what he does, my God, I conquer all and he died for us.
Let go, let go. Let go. Let go, let go. For me. I pray to God he gave me hope. I lost it all but kept my soul. They tried to rob me of my goals. I came back stronger than before. They tried to compromise my faith. Put me in chains and make me pay. Lock me away but I remain. Spiritually free and in his name I stand.
Look, I just feel my goal, I'm feeling great. God is great. See my blessings all along, I had to wait. Felt the weight, had to get it off my chest and bench press. Couple plates, had to sit and contemplate about my fate. There was faith, I was moving too fast for my break. Before I break, eyes closed and still my vision bright as day. Life amazed, even through my poverty I was amazed. Least to say, food always found its way on my plate. Said my grace,
let
God
go,
is great.
Let go, let go. Let go, let go.
Provide a way
for me.
For me.
I pray to God he gave me hope. I lost it all but kept my soul. They tried to rob me of my goals. I came back stronger than before. They tried to compromise my faith. Put me in chains and made me break. Lock me away where I remain. Spiritually free and in his name I say.
Let go of the worries, let God take them over. Stand up tall, gotta be your own soldier. No matter what they did and no matter what they take, you gotta find the strength to lead the way. Even taking baby steps each and every day, make a move towards progress in the right way. And that's what it is when you follow his path. Time to wait for Noah, gotta make it last. You got the Lord on your side, so never give up. They're gonna rub you down and break you up. Throwing daggers in your gut, trying to kill your soul. It's the freedom of choice, choose where you wanna go. For me, I choose God, either rise or fall. He's stuck by my side every time I call. Why the devil knocks you down without a care at all? And every second of my life, I give God the ball. I give God the ball.
Let go, let go. Let go. Let go, let go. For me. I pray to God he gave me hope. I lost it all but kept my soul. They tried to rob me of my goals. I came back stronger than before. They tried to compromise my faith. Put me in chains and make me break. Lock me away but I remain. Spiritually free and in his name I say.
I like that song.
Yeah, yeah, man, the ridiculous, and I just love your, I love your flow over it. Like, you use every piece of that beat in so many different ways. I mean, I just love that track.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you for real. Yeah, Kilo, Kilo, amazing, man. Shout out to Kilo also, man. That he's brilliant, man. He man. Yeah, we got a lot coming, man. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful, man. Appreciate y'all.
No doubt.
Yeah. For sure, and man, yeah. How many lessons do we learn through tribulations? You know, so you always get a piece of knowledge out of it, no matter what.
Yeah, for you, man.
You know, life is. I like to say life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it.
Life, yeah, life's what you make it. You know, that's what it is. Definitely. If we bless with breath, take on each day as it comes. Every time is now. Every moment is now. You know, seek the bigger picture. Seek positivity. It's easy once you. I mean, it's not once you build your mind to see the positive side and see that upper level of that bigger picture, and your energy just builds so strong because just watch God work. You know, I'm grateful for everything that we're about to share for everybody, you know, because there's a lot coming from both of us, you know, for sure.
Well, I like that. I was making fun of we were laughing, Sheldon and I, the other day. I said Silver Lining is my second two middle names, and that's what I've learned to, like, think about everything. Honestly, I like what T-Funk said, man. Like, honestly, like, our worst days, most likely, I know me at least, I love my life, and I know my worst day is probably better than most people's good days. So I always, even if I'm feeling like shit, man, just hit the gym, do whatever, like I said, breathe deeper, and I always look for silver linings in everything. You know, there's always a silver lining somewhere in something, no matter how bad it is.
Right. I agree. And, you know, speaking of that, T-Funk, Let's play Never Give Up, because I feel like we're kind of in that mode. We never give up. So you want to bring it in and
before you put that on? I just the tribulations I'm going through right now. Listen, this was almost like prophesied, just so you know. So this was a great example of the definition of never giving up. Period. Point blank and simple. Shout out to my man King Trail on this one, Mississippi's finest.
All right, you want to bring it in?
you know what it is. Your boy P-Funk, Don Laz, Cypher 7-4, giving y'all some exclusive stuff right here, man, with Maddie and Shells on Sidewiz A's Radio, man. Never give up.
When
it's all said and done, let me tell you what matters. The trials that we overcome that tempted to shatter us. Now, that's all.
Yes.
Pop said it the best. He said, on that unconditional love, he said, after the lights and screams, nothing but my dreams matter. That's it. We got to reflect ourselves, man. You can't never give up.
Absolutely.
You can't ever lose. Reflect yourself, man. Honestly, you really can't. At the end of the day, you can't.
Right. Well, you're the only one that's going to get you through this world.
Yeah.
You and God.
Yep.
You know, if you believe in that. Everybody jumps my ass.
If you don't believe in you and you ain't willing to work for yourself, then why do you expect others to?
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Facts.
And I say you have to invest to progress. I don't mean just money. Even though you got to have funding, you know, to do the running. You got to invest to progress. That's in yourself, too. You know, if you don't invest in yourself, nobody else is going to. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, why should that? Think about it. A rich person, a wealthy person once told me. He said, if you wanted me to invest, not he was talking about me, just saying in general, a larger sum of money, $1 million, $2 million, whatever, but yet you have $10,000 and ain't willing to put up all that you have in yourself, then why would you want me to put up so much for you?
Right.
Yeah.
People are always watching you. They see what you're doing. It's just like right now, you guys' radio talk show. It is a product of who you guys are and what you believe in. And if you just sat around and kept talking about it, it would never manifest into nothing. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Show me your faith. I will show you mine by my works. And that's what we're all here doing right now. And that's why our time and our energy is being invested to support each other, uplift each other, motivate each other. We can't lose, ever.
No, nope.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to tell you, when I hear that song, R.I.P. Gator, but I don't know if you know this or not, P-Funk, but Gator used to call me. I mean, I talked to him when I was there in Salt Lake City with you. But Gator used to call me all the time. And one time he was flaring this song, and when you went to talking, he would say, okay, speak. And then he made one of his gator looks with his finger under his chin and stuff. And, man, I miss that man. But, yeah, this was that just reminded me of him, man. I just wanted to put that out there. Because R.I.P. Gator, but you never give up. He always used to tell me, if he died first to smoking, roll his ashes up and put him in a blunt. I was like, man, you're crazy. I am not smoking you. But... You know what I mean? Like, I smoke a lot of weed, but I'm not smoking you. I was insane. Anyway. All right. So now let's go to another song. And callers, everybody, we have a lot of callers, and my whole board went blank and came back. So if you're wanting to talk, you need to push 1. Your hand will come up, and then I'll put you in the green room and see if you want who you are, and we'll bring you on. But right now we're going to go into another song. Lyrics, we're going to
yes.
Now.
Yep, I guess
okay.
So.
All right.
Well, we can since we talking about, you know, kind of like finding ourselves and all that stuff, when we jump to myself, it's a short, sweet, but powerful, lyrically powerful track. Check it out. This is song. Oh, go ahead. You're good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my bad. I was going to say this is called Myself, featuring Addison Gates. Check it out. It's on all platforms. Much love. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
I can't ever find a way to escape, but normal minds are boring. He says that I'm beautiful just the way I am.
It don't matter what they think, just never lose sight. Facts of the day, most people live in fright. Fearing of the unknown is not living life, but not you, baby girl. I see the happiness in your eyes, a smile upon your face. It makes me realize that living for you is a real life prize. So open up your mind with the beauty inside and explore the world like a diamond, you'll shine.
Can't ever find a way to escape, but normal minds are boring. He says that I'm beautiful just the way I am.
Fire. Man, beautiful.
Addison's voice, man. Addison Gates, she's out of New York, man. Her voice is so beautiful, man. If you guys ain't check her out also, man. We got four songs or so together that's all on all streams, all platforms. Man, shout out. That's a beautiful track.
Yeah, no doubt. It's like all these tracks we're hearing on the show this week, they're like paintings, man. It's just gorgeous, honestly. Just beautiful, beautiful songs.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
I like that joint. Y'all are undermining. Oh, girl is blowing. Hey, when y'all listen, when we would just talk about our energy, our souls, that shit was phenomenal. The way she was vibing just makes you want to smoke something and sit back and just let your motherfucking soul run free.
Absolutely. I agree. And speaking of soul, you know, I've got to put this out there every show. You all know the acronym for music is Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication. Copyright Shelves. Yeah.
Yeah. Copyright Shelves.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, life is good. I said life is good, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Life is good. Life is wonderful. It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have, I'm going to bring in another call real quick. T winning, you're on. Hello?
Yeah. How you doing, Shell?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, you know.
Brilliant.
So happy my fam's home. You know I love you too, Lyrics.
Much love always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're
love all the music,
happy.
Love the energy. Just wanted to come on and say just love everything.
I appreciate
it. We appreciate that.
For real.
Thank you for coming on. We know winning.
Winning every day.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. You already know.
All right. Thanks for
listening. The time is now.
You know it is right now. Let's get it.
No, I just wanted to come on and show my support. You know, I love y'all. So.
You know it's all love. It's all love, and we're grateful for it. Grateful for it, for real. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Much love.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. Okay, again, callers, if you want to talk, you have to push the number one. It'll let me know you want to talk. If you don't push number one, I will not ask you if you want to talk because there's a whole bunch of callers. All right? So let's go into another song, P-Funk. Let's go into another song.
Yeah. Choose one.
What song you want to do? I'll never tell him.
Whatever one you'd like, sweetheart.
All right, that's what we're going to do. Bring it in.
This right here, is this One Life?
By P-Funk, yeah. Last Disciple, 7-4. Let's get it.
When I was asked what loyalty was,
what is it, nigga?
I told him, man, my life. And my life to me is one precious thing I have.
The only thing
so
I
when
got.
I give it up, there's no coming back.
Ain't no coming back.
I give you my all.
Everything.
Hey. P-Funk the Don,
you niggas know
last
who it is.
Disciple.
rose pond.
It's my life, nigga.
Just one life. I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
Hey.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
I got you, baby boy.
I'ma go for you, give it all for you, one life.
They heard one hair on your head, nigga, I'm chipping them.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
Cocking this hammer back, knowing I'm about to let it blow.
Let it go.
Mama, forgive me for my ways, but I gotta,
I gotta go.
She's yelling, think about your kids and what you living for.
I am
by showing them what I'm willing to die for.
Hell yeah.
I can't take it no more because the pain inside. Knowing somebody took my brother when he closed his eyes.
Man.
Where I'm going from here, there ain't no coming back.
Coming
you
back.
Let the news report it, I'm just a maniac. If I'm not standing for something, I fall for anything.
If
for a piece of these niggas, I'm killing all they can. And I'ma handle my business, mama, by any means. And putting points on the scoreboard for the deli team. I'm a winner, fuck how bad they say the life I live. I keep my memories alive and please just love my kids. And I apologize for leaving you with all my burdens. But this the only choice I had to stop my soul from hurting.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
I ain't stopping, nigga, till they kill me.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
They gotta knock me back, fuck the cops too.
I'ma go for you, give it all for you, one life.
I only got one life in this world, nigga, and I'ma go hard.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
Before my pops passed away, he said protect your brother.
I love you,
and be a good son, make sure to always love your mother.
I will.
He was so proud of the man he seen I grew to be.
He cried
and
to
was
me.
Sad of the dad he should have been for me.
I still love
but
you,
most
though.
Importantly, don't ever let nobody hurt you.
I won't.
To see you in a prison for somebody dirt
you. I'ma kill him.
And this life that we're living is just a short ride.
Too short.
And know for certain, my son, one day we all die.
I'm in the
he
sky.
Passed a joint to me inside and I started to cry. The words he spoke to me embedded was deep in my mind.
Man.
I know when I would be tested through all my tribulations.
I'ma go
and
hard.
The injustice that comes behind the court cases.
The court.
My best friends one day will be my enemy. And
me.
Those that swear that they love me would turn their back on
ain't
me.
No friend
when
be.
They say that it rain comes, it really pours.
Man.
But know the fact that this world never was really yours.
Fuck this world too, nigga.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you.
My
one
life,
life
in this bitch is like a moment in time, nigga.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for
second.
You. One
I'm
life.
Not the first be the last, and the last be the first. A
I'ma
thousand
go
years
for you,
is like a second,
give
and a second
you,
is a thousand years,
life.
Niggas.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you. One life.
Yeah.
One life.
Man, oh man. That's the realest shit a nigga ever spoke right there, just so y'all know. That's about my kids, my family, my friends, and those that I'm willing to give that one life over. I tell people, I tell them, you got many pairs of shoes, many pairs of many shirts, many pants, but you only got one life. And you better live that bitch to the fullest. And I'm going to tell niggas right now, for my kids, my family, loved ones, when I'm willing to give that one thing up and take that last breath, I can't come back. So I hope y'all appreciate it when I give you everything I got.
Yeah. I like that.
Absolutely. Man, it's so good to hear your voice. It's just like surreal. I needed that energy back in my life. Surreal.
You know how we do it. Hey, we only got one life, so if y'all ain't giving the best that you can, then what is you doing? I think Nip said it best. He said either you're wasting your time or you're wasting the air. I mean, don't waste it. I mean, shit. This is all we have.
Right. Now, we have a whole bunch of callers. Someone bring a couple more callers in real quick. All right. Hey, 385, you're on.
Shout out. Always love, fam.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you. You have anything else you want to say? You good? All right.
They in there like a drive-by.
Yeah. All right. Let me bring on Prophet real quick. Prophet. Hello, Prophet.
What up, baby?
What?
One life. I'm a death for you. I'm a death for you. One life.
Hey, that shit, yeah. Hey, and it was raw ass vocals too. Know what I mean? That was some raw shit. Know what I mean? That was straight out you. No extras on that shit. Yeah, that shit was cold, bro. I heard it. Know what I'm saying?
Hey, she just put me in the gray room for a minute to find out who I was. I was like,
hey, put me back in. I got to listen. I got to hear.
Yo,
gotta
man.
Right hey.
You know what I'm saying? So, let's go, bro. Hey, keep doing your fucking thing, bro. I like your music. You know what I mean? Your shit back.
Thank
hey, that
you,
second
Jones. Appreciate it.
Hey, that second Jones, I heard the work you put in on that motherfucker. You know what I mean? And old girl, she going off. She handling her shit. She need to call in, too. I want to hear what the fuck she got. You talking about she got some music.
What is it?
Know what I'm saying? What that sound like? Because she was hella melodic on that shit. You feel it?
You talking about Addison?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Know
Addison
saying?
Gates. Yeah, her name, she's everything's under Addison Gates. Addison. And then Gates.
That's cool. She need to call in.
She's out there in
hey.
Ithaca, New York,
hey.
I believe.
Hey, Shells, what's up? You got Maddie. What's up? Y'all got the plug?
We got the plug.
Yeah.
But you know we got the plug for what? I don't have a, I got a plug for what? What you need?
Yeah. what's up with that tour situation popping? Because it sounds like they got a pretty good vibe going. Him and old girl, he said they got a couple cuts, and they used to fuck it with each other. You know what I mean? Rolling with each other, putting in work. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotcha, am I
tripping? Gotcha.
Yeah.
What's up with the auditions and stuff like that for that situation?
I'm
is that going down?
Oh, man.
It sounds like they need to be on that. They need to be handling some shit. Get around. Go on ahead. Work that song. Let's see what happens. Put them in
appreciate
front of people.
You.
Hell yeah.
My baby?
Yeah.
I don't know. We got to talk. Know that?
Yeah.
That shit go. You know what I mean? And, hey, Shells, Maddie, I love y'all, Shell. I love y'all, Shell.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Y'all got to remember, I'm a background person. I'm not really used to being out there like that. I'd rather text you and hit you and let you know I'm listening. You know what I mean? I pop in, pop
mm-hmm.
out. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate it.
No,
we appreciate you. Prophet, we appreciate you. And just so everybody knows, the podcast tune, the little podcast tune at the beginning that I do, that was Prophet's beat that he gave me. He gifted that to me.
Oh, yeah. We got some updates.
Much love. Yeah.
Let's so Prophet's got some badass beats, and he can actually build beats around you all, too.
Yeah. Let's link. Let's talk, for sure.
Oh, yeah. You ain't ready, you know what I mean? You talk like you're ready.
Yeah.
I don't know. You sound like you're ready.
Oh,
you sound
man.
Like you're all one
man,
life.
Ready.
All day.
Man.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me or me?
But you already got the plug with Shells. Shells going to make that connect happen, and we're going to see what turn out. You know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah. For sure.
All right. Prophet, I've got so many callers and music to play.
Oh, yeah.
I want to put you back on to listening. Thank you for coming on. We love you. And Prophet comes on also. You all can catch Prophet sometimes on Power Talk with OG Matt Drama and Maddie M tomorrow right here on Top Star Hip Hop Radio at 9 p.m., same time, same place. So we love you, Prophet.
Appreciate you, man. Much love.
More love. Good luck.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's Prophet. Okay, I want to bring one more caller in, and then we got to go to music, and then I'll get to the rest of the callers in just a second. And Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Yes.
You're on the air. How you doing, girl?
Good, girl.
How are you guys doing? I'm so proud of both of you.
Mandy is one of my friends from Huntington, West Virginia, just so you all know. And
appreciate you, for real. For real, thank
you. It's been a rough battle with my health, and you guys have gotten me through so much. And I'm overjoyed for both of you. I'm so proud of you. I love you. Much love, JPP, Funk, Shells, you know. I love you. I'm in tears. You guys make my heart full.
And that's all love. Thank you so much. God bless you. And, man, I'm grateful. Thank you so much. God bless you for real.
I'm grateful for you guys, too. Love you, Shells.
Love you, too, Mandy. Thanks for listening.
Always, girl. I got you guys.
And
so much
support.
Love.
We love you.
Family. I love you, too, boo.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to put you back on listening. All right, let's get back to music. Okay. Yeah. Who did I play last? I'm confused now. I'm sorry. Y'all keep me in check.
You played me. You played that one
yeah,
light.
Yeah.
You hey, you are Phil. Get on that one light.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we go. We got to go back to lyrics. Then I think this is the last song.
Yeah. So this next song is called Trap. This is also featuring Miss Addison Gates and my homie Brand New. Check it out. We got a music video. Music videos are to all these songs so far that we played besides that one of me and P so far. But everything's under Lyrics to Vision. But check it out. This is Trap featuring Addison Gates and Brand New. Lyrics to Vision. Much love. Let's go.
All right.
Man, I don't know what's going on. All these deaths. All these deaths. Left and right. Left and right. People getting sick. Everybody scared to go outside. I don't know. But we gotta figure this out together. You know? Now what's going on up in this world today? So much hate and pain, feels like we're fading away. Everybody's struggling deep inside, losing faith, don't wanna fight. Feeling hopeless every night, losing lives left and right. Constantly we lose sight with nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run, no more tears to cry. No more hope inside. When I look into the sky, I feel defeated and life is right in front of my eyes. God is blowing my mind, and I'm losing control. I've been running and running, but there's nowhere to go. Hitting corner after corner, it's a dead end road. Everybody sick and dying like the world turning cold. Like the devil's in control, but I know they can't be. You're the one and almighty, almighty king. So clear this dark path for my vision to see, and shine a light up on these people so they know to follow me. Let's go!
I feel like I'm running on a mouse wheel, going nowhere. Day fade, am I trapped inside a big cage with the door to open? Here's a ghost to hold in. We don't just keep coping, but I know I'll keep choosing kindness, even while we're stuck in this thick.
And you know me, I always choose the kind way to go. No matter what life brings, I always take the higher road. Always coping, worry, hoping the rope is showing in a way. Loosen up around my neck and make the bad go away. But not today or any day that I ever live. The only thing to do is raise and teach our kids the right things to do, yeah, the right way to go. Life is what it is, living in moments and a go. I could climb up a step pole all the way to the top. Believing in the mirror, you can never be stopped. Feed and bleed it at your soul for what you believe. Long sleeves when it's cold to keep you from the freeze. But the vision is the key in the art to see what's invisible to others. So hear these words I speak. Faith is what we need, just follow his lead. From the man who gave it all, even the breath that we breathe. Come on!
I feel like I'm running on a mouse wheel, going nowhere. Day fade, am I trapped inside a big cage with the door to open? Here's a toast to hoping. We don't just keep coping, but I know I'll keep choosing kindness, even while we're stuck in this sickness.
I'll never see the sun again or ever hear the sun. I fantasize of a life with no strife, with a knife ain't like a spell that I've been under. I lose track of mistakes, it takes to make me break. Only thing that makes me shudder. But then I realize it was on me in the beginning. Every case was with a hunger. Remember visits to the methadone clinics. Remember people everywhere, but I felt alone in it. Went back to the car, was living and wrote some songs in it. Took some time to think about life, I put my all in it. They don't wanna hear a real story, I have to talk about it. Let them know my lessons I've learned, I cannot walk around it. Taking negatives and turning them to positives. And I promise you that you can do it too, we tryna live, yeah.
I feel like I'm running on a mouse wheel, going nowhere. Day fade, am I trapped inside a big cage with the door to open? Here's a toast to hoping. We don't just keep coping, but I know I'll keep choosing kindness, even while we're stuck in this sickness.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, she can sing, man.
Yeah, but you did good too, man. Like real good.
Man,
that was
appreciate it. Yeah. The third verse is brand new, man. And then yeah, even P-Funk's in that music video with us. We put stories in the videos. You know, it's not like just we ain't just standing around rapping. We put a whole story with the picture. You know, to go with the message. It's a beautiful record. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Purpose. You know what I mean? There's too much bullshit out there. I like videos with purpose, tell stories.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. I think that's what, you know, that's what it's for. That's what we got to do because it's so far out of hand right now, you know. That's why we're doing everything we can each and every day, no matter which way the Lord sends us, we working nonstop, you know. And we ain't going to stop. You know, we brought together for a reason, and there's going to be many, 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 many times you're going to see me and Mr. Funk together. And I'm excited for everything.
I appreciate both you guys, man, because put us in the right direction, that's for sure, man, for sure. 2023 is going to be huge for you boys, man.
Appreciate you.
Sorry,
all right, Shells,
what we
got
next?
Where'd P go? P there?
I'm listening to you guys.
P Funk, you still here? Oh, yeah, he's there.
I'm just listening, baby.
Shout out
to my cousin, Glory, Glow Gang, one of Chicago's finest living in Seattle, Glory Dean, baby. Love you, cuz.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to bring another caller on real quick. This is Law of STL. You're on the air. Hello?
What's happening? What's happening, man? Hey, I like the music I'm hearing, man. I'm new to the other artists other than JP. That's my dog right there, man. I'm glad you home, dog. It's good to see you. Good to hear your voice. Good to see you still living by example. You already know, baby.
Man, matter of fact, Thousand Parties, Shells, you got to get that Chef Law. Hey, Real Peaches.
Real
Peaches? In Salt Lake City. But let me tell you, hey, G, do me a favor. Make sure you drop your handle because they need to hear your music as well. We got a lot of great talent coming out of this city, and bro really does his thing.
That's 100, man. For everybody listening in, man, shout out to you, JP. You already know what it is. And shout out to the other artists on this call, man. My name is The Law of STL, THELAWOFSTL, and that's on all platforms. And you get what you want, baby. That's right.
Nice. Yeah, certified perfect. By the streets right there.
Hey, yeah, I appreciate you, man. Look forward to it, man, for sure. Thank you.
Man, that last song we heard was fire. And, JP, man, you already know that One Life is where it's at, dog, because I was just telling my peoples, back home, I got to go to a funeral anyway, man. It's a lot of things that we go through in life, and people wouldn't understand the things that we do just to have people back or even just to look out for the fam, man. And One Life is a lot of, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, appreciate the love and support. I'm
going to. For the opportunity for all the artists around the world and around the way, man. Y'all love for showing my book.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Any artist that wants to come on the show, if you want to contact me, we are usually scheduled out like weeks at a time. So if you want to get on the show, you can get on us at Instagram. It's sideways.topstar, or you can email sideways with Shells and Maddie M at gmail.com. And then, actually, I'm going to go into everybody's social media here in just a minute. I'm going to say let all Law of STL finish up. Anything else you want to add, man?
Nah, man, it's all love, man. And I want everybody on here listening, man. Remember, progress is a process, man, no matter how long we take.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man.
Thank you for listening, man. We're going to put you back into listening. One love.
For having me. For sure.
Much love, brother.
All right, so I'm going to let you guys give out your social media information so everybody can follow you on.
Man, mine is simple. The one and only true Salt Lake representative, Rose Park's finest, P-Funk, that's P-F-U-N-K-K, the last disciple, 7-4. You know what I'm saying? Tap in and tap out. That's all we can tell y'all. If y'all want true, authentic, real, you already know what it is. Check it. Let the resume speak for itself. Let the G-file speak for itself because we are LBXs, which is leader by example. Come check out the clothing here in West Valley, Utah, at the store Wavia, 3640 West, 3500 South. And you can also come up and get your breadheads, girls, also harder apparel up here on the east side at Alt 21 Smoke Shop. So, you know, do what it do. And shout out, I can't forget my favorite auntie in the world, my auntie Miami in Seattle, Washington. I love you, auntie.
I love this show. All right.
All right, it's your boy Lyrics to Vision. I help put the lyrics into vision to help you see a way for self. You know, we're gonna help create. So Dustin Lyrics on Facebook. Everything else is under Lyrics to Vision. It's all one word. LYRIX, the number 2, and then vision, all one word. Everything, 21 positive, inspirational tracks on all platforms right now, plus 10-plus music videos on my YouTube, all positive, all trying to show a way. Not trying, we showing ways. We leading by example, like my brother P-Funk says, and we going to get it. So we here to help. Vision and New Clothing. I was just LV Magazine's cover of the month for March out of New York. Speaking on me, anybody wants to get some of their magazines, let me know. I got a website, www.lyrics2vision.com. Everything's under Lyrics to Vision, and we're getting it. We're going to change, and we're going to heal the world in so many ways before we go. The devil's got some work because we're coming at him full force. Watch.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Sure. Hey, you know, I'm going to say Floopy was on here, but I don't know where he went, P-Funk. He was going to come on and give a shout-out. He was showing support. But I've got so many callers that I can't even – I don't even know who's who now. I didn't type some of the names. So, to any of the callers
well,
that I haven't got to.
For all the callers out there on this amazing show, man, shout out to y'all, Shells and Maddie. And also, shout out to H-Town's finest man, my man, John Low Key, 8-Shit Clothing. Check him out. This brother's phenomenal. He, you know, deals with sports medicine, how to bring you back. Man, my man does his thing in the eighth. I've been receiving so much love from these major cities, man. I can't even give shout out to everybody. But y'all real ones know the P-Funk is home. Tap in with me. Tap in with Shells and Maddie. Tap in with the motherfucking amazing show. And stay supporting these entrepreneurs, man. It's so important. Y'all know what I say on my social media platform. I love to love, and I love to be loved, and it's free to love. So let's count nobody out. Always count your blessings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, if y'all ever come to Salt Lake City, please come up to Trolley Square at the Duvin Pitour Wine and Art Gallery and have a free bottle of wine on yours truly. Well, my main man, Pierre, one of the Q-Dog brothers who I love and respect the utmost, who actually is out in H-Town as well. But, you know, when you come to Salt Lake, man, you heard it right here on the show. Your first glass and your first bottle going to be on me. Just remember that.
Damn, I'm there. I'm there.
Yeah, so Maddie, remember that when you go to Salt Lake City for the tour.
Man, when Maddie comes to Salt Lake City, Maddie's getting that same love and hospitality that the GMG boys get, that Shell's management gets, and anybody associated with this type of great energy. Hey, it's all on me. He wanted to smoke some, he ain't got to pay nothing, man.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I should be to that side of the country. Like, you know, I want to go back to Vegas, check in the carnival and shit real quick. So it ain't nothing for a little layover for a bit, or not a layover, come chill there for a couple of days. And then, like we said, that thing we're doing for cancer awareness, we're going to be there anyway in September, yeah. No
doubt.
Don't count
me out, tour, guys. It's September 28th, 29th, 30th, and that is right after Shell's 44th birthday on the 26th. So we're going to be celebrating by giving cancer awareness and helping International Stop the Bully and Violence Now tour. We're going to donate to both causes. And then I think we're also P-Funk is starting a new division called SAD, and we're going to donate to that as well. We need to donate to that as well. That's an important thing.
Yeah,
sad
you
want to
tell them about
but
that?
Also, I want to make sure that I send you guys some of the Girls Hustle Harder Cancer Awareness clothing to give out or to donate to how you guys would like to get some proceeds from it. So please keep me in the loop in that so I can get that sent out to you ASAP with you guys' all sold shirts.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. So what we do on the show right now, guys, is we like to play a song. We like to have our new artists that come on and listen to one of the artists that have already been on the show. We're going to do a sideways recap. And this is by Badman Zay. You can look him up on Instagram, Badman Zay. And he's part of 1017. This is called Strat. Let's get it.
Yes.
Big your bitch your words since you fishing for attention. Stop sending me your songs, I don't care to listen. Why you ask for the verse when you can't pay the ticket? All that capping in your words, I don't feel the tension. Now you a real nigga when you do all that bitching. Just follow my page, you stay in my mention. You scaring who? Please nigga, stop that. Double shot up like a chance for a footback. He want his bitch back, please nigga, I took that. She get fucked in, broke like a Kit Kat. You chasing these bitches, I'm chasing a big bag. I'm dripping sauce, nigga, I am a Big Mac. I am your ghost, nigga, that's why you Big Mac. Don't help that you broke, nigga, I'll get you a big bag. You scaring who? Please, nigga, stop that. Double strapped up like a jet for a footbag. Feel like air is pushed away, I carry heat around me. Niggas only hate when the girlfriends wanna be around me. Try to play me like I'm there, you better read about me. I'm like an H and an E, I keep the G's around me. You pressing and flexing, you not really bad. Try to bang from the playlist, couldn't get lit without me. You scaring who? Please, nigga, stop that. Double strapped up like a jet for a footbag.
Ah, shit, this ain't what they want. I ain't finna front. Ayo, Zeta's fucking beat dumb. Pistol in the trunk, just in case a nigga want beef. Had to hit LA with Brose. I need all the heat. Posting everywhere on the gram. Bitch, I am the streets. Yeah, I've been ducking phase. I'm in LA. I'm with all the heat. On the west end, with a west end. I'm really finna tweet. Nigga dropped the loc and he got smoke rock baby right to sleep. Damn. Nigga think shit sweet. Hit him from his chest up. If you in the west tuck, make sure you keep your vest up. Cause niggas will do you dirty. They'll leave your little mama worried. The lights came on at 8. He been missing his 12:30. The neighbors, they seen him all day. He really got hit early. He was with a shorty and he got hit with that black 40. Niggas be hating because I really be outside, but I ain't mad because I got his bitch with a mouth wide. She busted down for the whole team, y'all five guys. I can't lie to wish she still on dick, had me tongue-tied. This bitch a real hoe, like some niggas I know. And I ain't name dropping when I'm saying niggas is hoes. I'm just letting niggas know what's going on in the hood. If you strapped up and you packed up, then you should be good. But don't quote me on that shit because it's still a hood. You don't quote me on that shit because it's still a hood. Strap.
Say your bitch a word since she fishing for attention. Stop sending me your songs, I don't care to listen. Why you asking for the verse when you can't pay the ticket? All the capping in your words, I don't feel the tension. How you a real nigga when you do all that bitches? Just follow my page, you stay in my mention. You scaring who? Please nigga stop that. Double strapped up like a dance for a footbag.
I know y'all niggas didn't expect this shit, did ya? That's it.
Alright, that was bad.
That's it.
That's
all you need.
Yeah. What'd y'all think of that?
Huh?
Lyrics to Vision, P-Funk, what do you think of that song?
What up, what
Hello?
Up? What up, what up?
Hey, what do you
like,
think of that song?
I like the beat and the flow and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It's pretty dope, you know what I mean? They got a style, they got a flavor, and I guarantee there's a fan base for it, you know what I'm saying? I think it's dope. Keep doing what they do and keep grinding.
Right.
Yeah,
what
nothing beats a failure but a try. Nothing beats a failure but a try, so, you know, you got to do it. You know, it ain't my lane, you know, not knocking nobody, but niggas know I'm, like, a specific type of I'm more of an old school. But like I say, the second dude that came in on the verse, if we're going to be honest, I mean, I think he didn't keep up with the first artist's ability. The first dude that came through was really snapping, doing his thing on point. And then I don't know if maybe it was the recording because, I mean, it just seemed like he leveled down. I don't know if I'm the only one that caught that, but it was almost like he was more muscly. So
it's a thing. He changes up. That's him, one dude, Batman Zay, the whole song.
Oh, damn. Hey, so hey, he had me fooled in. Shit, congratulations.
Yeah.
I thought it
was
I thought
it was two dudes too, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he switched it up.
He should have at least kept his tempo up because it almost seemed like a different person that wasn't holding the same quality as the first person. So, hey, joke's on me. I mean, the first shit I liked, the second one kind of didn't keep up. I mean, that's what it is.
No, I feel you. I feel you 100.
All right.
But
so,
he did.
I like that song. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has different music flavors. I understand exactly what you're saying, though. Yeah. I can feel that. All right. So now we're going to get to So the World Blows. You want to bring that in, P-Funk?
Man, shout out to the young bull himself, the silverback Samoan gorilla, Hollywood Kilo for this one. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to John Primus, you know, a.k.a. older little JP. And to the World Blows, y'all know it's 7-4 to the World Blows. And the quality of music I try to get behind is growth and development. I demonstrate and stand on excellence behind my nation that I love and support wholeheartedly. So this is your boy, Pete Funk, the last disciple, truly giving y'all the real shit. It's Until the World Blows, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In these streets, I can never be 7-4-14 until I D-I-E. I'm fucking with my nigga Keys, now it's double G's. From the soda to the shy to the lake, you see. You best believe you see that six is blessed up on my chest. The nation's on my back, I carry my folks to the death. Niggas 7-4 until the balls like your niggas wanna get up on the game. Niggas over show P Funks on Lake Rose Park is a motherfucking side that I claim. If you niggas chang, not me, nigga bang, 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 bang with the six to your block. Nigga know for show who came through hot. Nigga know about P, I can't stop. And fuck the ops, nigga, that's cops. That's the way that it's gonna go. 7-4-14 is GD Nation till it blows, ho. Hey,
just the time in my nickel. The struggle worth it when you finally get the shine in my nickel. Remember pressure turned cold into diamonds, my nickel. And I am what I am, what I'm not, I can never be. Fuck a cop, I am not just a felony. I rock with the melody and profit from selling these CDs. GD, that block shit still into me. This chapel cost 600, I ain't fighting, bitch, I'm letting off. I bet you see me grinding, see me getting off like a bus stop. Play with me, a nigga must not. Gladly send them buck shots and then glad for one of my mug shots.
I rock with my folks.
I love that track. Perfect.
Love that record. Yes, sir.
And I want everybody to know, when my trials and tribulations coming out of Elgin, Illinois, being a mixed brother in this organizational structure has given me the most trying tribulations that I've ever had to endure, whether through family or my own folks. And let me tell you, regardless of what my ups and downs been throughout this organizational structure, battling with my own, because we got them diversities and adversities with brothers that believe they bigger than I and smaller than you type of stuff, I still stand on this six, and I've always showed my love equally across this motherfucking board when it comes to this nation. And that's what it means that when I tell these niggas that I'm till the world blows for this mob, man. So I need y'all to know that.
I you know, I'm partial, so I'm not going to – I love the song. I love both your all's energy, both your flow, and I love what you all stand about because you are who you are, you know? And that's your songs are genuine, and they're a part of you, and you can never go wrong when you do that. You can never go wrong.
Yeah, this is a good-ass show, huh, Shel? Man, you guys for being – for real. And you compliment one another. And yeah, this is exactly what we want. It's beautiful. Music was dope.
And I gotta bring another caller on. I think we gotta bring this one on before we go off here. Genius.
Yo,
you are on the phone. You're on the air.
I am here. Peace, Funk. Welcome home, baby. Yo, much love to Maddie M. Much love to Shells. Much love to the whole show. I just want to, you know, give JP his flowers real quick. You know, he's home, and, you know, much love to everybody, though. Straight up, I've been listening. The show is dope tonight. I've been banging out. I love the artists y'all been having on there. Music's been hitting, bro. So much love to everybody.
Appreciate
thanks,
you, man, for real.
Yeah,
we
most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, I definitely had to give a shout out real quick. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah
for sure.
Coming on. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening, and thanks for coming on and showing love and support. And
yeah, appreciate you, man, for real. Thank you.
All the way from Massachusetts.
Yes, sir. All the way from Massachusetts, man. I love you, my brother. Welcome home, man.
G-Miz is an artist as well. You want to give out your social media information real quick?
Yeah, you can find me on Gangsta6Miz, G-A-N-G-S-T-A, number 6, M-I-Z-Z, number 6, underscore. You know what I mean? Find me on Instagram, Gangsta6 Music Group on Facebook. You can follow my music page on there. And, just, you know, it's all about love and support, man, for real, for real. A lot of good talent out here, man.
For sure. Yeah. All right, I'm going to put you back in the list, and thanks for calling.
Appreciate it,
right,
man.
I love you guys,
you,
man. Much love.
All right. Yeah, a lot of love, a lot of support. This has been a great show. We appreciate you guys coming on the Sideways with Shells and Maddie M show and taking some time out of your day. Lyrics to Vision, always, it's always a thing to talk to you. I appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, man, thank you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm grateful to be here, for real. I'm grateful for you guys. Appreciate what you guys do. And, we're going to check into a lot more shows. And, I appreciate the love. Shells, it's all love. Shout out to Shells and Maddie and your guys' whole show with Sideway. And it's all love. And I'm grateful to be here. So thank you guys.
Well, don't
change
it, man. And plus, going to get me in touch with you after. One of these days soon after.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. P-Funk, The Last Disciple 7-4, thank you for being on our show. We appreciate
you
as well. We're glad you're home.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm glad you're
home. Now, let's get to business. Let's get to business, Breadhead. Business. All right.
Yeah. Let them know what time
everybody,
it is.
That's right. I appreciate you guys. Listen, thanks for listening to the Sideways with Shells and Maddie M show. We're here every Wednesday night on Top Star Hip Hop Radio, powered by OG Mac Drama. Power Talk with OG Mac Drama. You can catch us. And tomorrow we'll be back on Power Talk with OG Mac Drama at 9 p.m. right here on Top Star Hip Hop Radio. We're going to go out with the podcast tune. As always, much love. And as Fuck It Up says, Shells out.
One.
It's Sideways with Shells and Maddie M.
Don't
let me come to you. Loving what we say. We know that life is crazy. It's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shells and Maddie M, this is their podcast tune. Sideways, yeah, I'm Shells. Little Virginia girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds, hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis, so I can push it, as should you, take some time to listen a few. Sideways, with Shells and Maddie M, thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T, he's been a long time in the industry, he's throwing weights while he opens gates to the music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense, news and the progress, cool boy, pop lock king, OG Mac Drama, Brick Spot.
by Mafia 1017. Prophet 1017. Yankee breaking. Just amazing gangs in 6 minutes. Malik show got a criminal in DB. R.I.P. Strap, Matt Strap, Young Tay, Eloise Mattel, R.I.P. Gator. Co-red the villain TV, 96 FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds